Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the saddle again, massive broadcast lined up for you today. Already the third day into this month, and it is, of course, April 3rd, 2006. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll be talking to Forrest M. Mims, the third chairman of the Environmental Science Section of the Texas Academy of Science and the editor of The Citizen Scientist. And he also publishes and is the editor of several other online scientific publications and is an esteemed scientist in his own right. And he and others have lodged formal complaints with several universities and also with the Texas Academy of Sciences, because about a month ago there was a semi-secret conference, that is, no recording was allowed, where the open death, murder, killing, whatever you want to call it, of 90% of the public was brought forward. And, of course, I've talked a lot about actually being at cocktail parties over the years. I mean, I haven't been to very many of these academic functions. I mean, I'll go cover some lecture and then go to the reception afterwards, and all they talk about is how they're going to kill all of us. And so last night I was on the Drudge Report, or yesterday afternoon, and the headline was, Dr. Doom says 90% need to die. And finally it had hit mainstream news. I mean, when I get up on air and I say their plan is to kill 85 to 95% of us, I'm not joking. That is the official government plan of the U.S. government. It is the official government plan of the European Union. It is the official government plan, as soon as they get you locked down in the cities under the war on terror, to release bioweapons on you and kill you and your entire family. Now, you know I don't make stuff up. People can't deal with this. They can't handle it. They can't. There were hundreds of top scientists in attendance. This guy has won some of the most prestigious awards in the world. He is the Texas Academy of Scientists, Distinguished Scientist for 2006. And he is a UT professor. And we're going to be talking about this sicko coming up with Dr. Mims later in the broadcast. And he's Dr. Eric R. Pakia, or Panika, however you want to pronounce it. And this guy is just... he's just par for the course. Do you understand? It's not just Dr. Peter Singer. It's not just this guy. It's all of them. Predominantly, the majority, I should say, of the ecologists and top psychiatrists and psychologists. There are hundreds and hundreds of PhD papers that I've seen on this subject. There are hundreds and hundreds of professors that talk about this subject, and it's finally hit mainstream news because a group of professors and scientists are so disgusted. This guy got a standing ovation. His students call him God. I'm not kidding. Last night I was up until 2 in the morning reading his research papers, reading his students' research papers. They call him God. And he says that we must all die. And he can't wait for us to all die. He says soon, very soon, we're going to all start dying. And then he is described by other scientists at the function as giggling and smirking and laughing. And he projects the four horsemen of the apocalypse up on the screen. He projects piles of skulls with red glowing eyes on the screen. And he is literally worshipped in the halls of science in Europe and the U.S. He is one of the hottest speakers out there in the world at scientific conferences. They love him. They can't wait to start. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
M. Mims III, chairman of the Environmental Science Section of the Texas Academy of Science and editor of several prestigious publications, was at a disgusting award ceremony and speech beforehand for the Texas Academy of Scientists. And, of course, he's one of the officers of that organization. And he saw one of the hottest professors in the world get up there, this professor, this doctor, Dr. Eric R. Pianka, this disgusting Texan, get up and say that we've got to kill 90% of the world's population, that we've got to have a Chinese policy of one child, and have everyone, he quotes, that everyone must be forcibly sterilized. Now, a lot of listeners tune in here, and you think that I exaggerate. You think, oh, Alex just, you know, he gets all off into overstating things or gets hysterical. No, I don't. Now, you see, I've been saying 90% since I got on the air 12 years ago, because I sat there in college and heard professor after professor after professor. It didn't matter if it was biology or psychology. They just said, hey, we got a people bomb. We got to kill everybody. And I'd go, wow. And I'd say, can I be given some source reference material? Yes, you can. Here's UN documents. We've got to kill everybody. And then I learned that Prince Philip, Ted Turner, the UN, the World Health Organization, all these groups, the CIA, Henry Kissinger, forced sterilization, I learned all of this was going on. And then what was the Drudge Report headline last night? What was the report in two newspapers last night? It was 90% need to die. 90% need to be killed, and the killing needs to start now. You see, you didn't check out what I claimed, many of you. You just decided to ignore what I was saying. And, of course, it comes right out of UT. Let me tell you, the universities that push this. Princeton, number one. Harvard, number two. University of Texas, number three. Then some of the German universities. In Bonn and Berlin and London, Oxford pushes this. This is all they talk about. Listen, if you go to a scholarly dissertation on something, and that's what I do in my spare time, you know, both mixing business with pleasure, I have routinely gone down to UT to watch lectures that are open to the public. And if you go to eat the little carrots and cauliflower and dip them in the ranch sauce and, you know, maybe drink a free glass of wine or whatever's going on over the years, you go there and all they talk about is killing everyone. I mean, literally, just go to any meeting, go there, and they walk around saying, we've got to kill everyone. I mean, it is a literal cult of Nazi-like demons. So just don't sit there and discount it. Go to the meetings, and I'm not kidding, if you're there more than 30 minutes, and it's psychology, sociology, biology, environmental science, ecology, you're going to hear about how everybody's going to die. Guaranteed. In fact, you'll probably be there 5 minutes before it starts. Let me give you another example. We have family friends, very, you know, well-to-do, middle-class people, very successful, husband and wife are professionals. Every time this woman is in Central Market or any of the trendy, windy better organic food stores or places where that's available, Whole Foods, whatever, out when she's on the hike and bike trail, she has three beautiful children. People constantly walk up and go, how dare you have three children? How dare you? You should only have one child or none. I mean, it is a literal army of evil around us everywhere. An army of evil everywhere. They have brainwashed millions of these people. It is a sacrament. It is a rite of passage. It is what these fellow travelers do. They can be neocons. They can be neoliberals. They can be conservative. They can be, it doesn't matter. This is all they talk about is how there's not enough resources. We've got to start killing 85 to 95%. I guess this guy averages this out. You notice I always say 85 to 95% because some say 80, some say 100, some say 99, some say we should all die. It's amazing. And, of course, they're all pro-abortion. They're all pro-euthanasia. They're all pro-eugenics. When they get up in front of the Texas Academy and they're having a conference in front of the legislature about why they're drugging more than two-thirds of the foster children on an average of seven drugs, they will ask them, and this came out in the Associated Press, why do you do this? And they go, oh, these are subhuman, or they use the term, they have genetic defects, we have to. You see, with the transatlantic slave trade of the 15, 16, 17, 1800s out of Western Africa into the Western hemisphere, into the Caribbean and North America, Central America, South America, predominantly Brazil and other areas, they said, oh, the Bible says blacks aren't human, the story of Ham. Well, it actually, Genesis doesn't actually say that. That's made up. That was later added on by both Jewish rabbis and Christian scribes, 1,500 years ago is when that arose. But they said, they're not human, they need to be enslaved, they need to be killed, and so we're allowed to do this. You know, elites always rationalize iron-fisted control. And so that's why the Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller, LePew, State Department, I mean, we've got links to all this in the article Paul and I put together last night. We put an article out on this and then have links to all the other mainstream articles. We did the analysis. And then every time we make a claim, you want to read off the State Department's own website where Henry Kissinger says we've got to kill half the population? He's a little more gracious. We've got to sterilize all the women. You can go read it. Or you want to hear Prince Philip say he wants to kill 80% of us. You can go read it. Every claim we make is backed up. Do you understand? All right? This is reality. And they're going to use the war on terror. This is the plan to get us herded into cities under a cashless control grid. And then they're going to fly over your cities and spray you with super weaponized bioweapons. And you're going to die with pus coming out of your eyeballs. Okay, now, just as sure as the sun came up this morning, they're going to kill us unless we take this government over and unless we arrest all these people. Period. and laugh. They're probably going to win, and in 5 to 10 years, they're going to kill everybody, and you're going to flop around dying, wishing you'd listen to me, vomiting your guts out. Now, I'm sorry the reality is something some of you can't deal with, but believe me, this is all they talk about. And let me tell you, when they start talking about killing, they start smacking, they start smiling, they start gyrating their hips. It is demonic. I cannot, and listen, this top scientist, actually there's three of them now that have filed formal complaints that were there. Top scientist, okay, in the U.S., said that he was getting excited and smacking, and they describe it, and laughing, and the people in the crowd were getting off, and then there was a standing ovation, and women just grabbing on him, just, oh, sir, oh, we love you, and actually saying, he's God, he's God, he's God. That's what these professors said they were saying, and they wouldn't allow taping. He said, there's no taping allowed. The world isn't ready to hear this yet. And these women were just literally, it is so sick. I saw the same thing on PBS one time. Kevorkian, before he went to prison, was having an art display. Dr. Jack Kevorkian, Dr. Death, who, by the way, lost his job for doing things with corpses in the dark at two separate hospitals, and that's how sick this guy is, this ghoul. And it was pictures of demons eating babies as they came out of women's wombs. And there were all these big stars, these top Hollywood starlets and these beautiful supermodels, all around Kevorkian going, ooh, 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 ooh. And he was going, I painted in my own blood. And I'm looking at the image of a baby being eaten by this leering nightmare demon. You know, I mean, just, and by the way, it was, quote, good art. It was very evocative. It was very real. It was very demonically inspired. And so that's exactly what happens with this Pionka, this sickening UT professor right here in Austin. This is the type of stench we have. And he, now again, he is just somebody who shot his mouth off in front of the wrong people. But predominantly, the students and the professors and the heads of this Academy of Science stood up and were in rapture. They were in rapture. You understand? Now, I tell the trash that says this, you need to line up first. And I don't want you to commit suicide, but if you really believe in this, there's a garage at your house, and go close the garage and turn the car on. Okay? You do not dare talk about killing me and my family, you pieces of trash. You put your money where your mouth is. David Rockefeller, all of them. You need, you know, if you really believe this, nobody is stopping you. But no, you see, in their sick mind, and I've heard them, they're going to get the resources, see. They're going to get the life extension. They've told the elite and their minions, we got to kill 90%+ because the average person cannot have this life extension technology that can already, and I've got this from top scientists, if you start these treatments early enough by age 55 or so, you can live easily to 150. And if you can live that long, another 100 years in the future, it's going to be unlimited. So these people are running around setting up our murder, and they're the ultimate reprobates. They don't want us to have the future. They don't want our children to have the future. They don't want us to have any progeny. They don't want us to have any part of the future. They are the most stingy people, the most controlling control freaks you can imagine. They want to blot out whole societies so they can dominate the future and have it all for themselves because they're the inbred control freak elitist scum that thinks they know best. So I tell you, if we're all going to survive, these people have got to go, and they've got to go now behind bars. I'm not as sick as they are. I don't want to kill them. I don't want to play their game. I want them in prison. I want this guy investigated. I want all of these sickos investigated. I'm going to start picketing outside their houses. And I've known I should do this. I talked about the end of Road to Tyranny, how I was going to make a film about this. I haven't yet. This is the movement we should be following. You know these peak oil people? A lot of folks you call in about, a lot of people you like, quote, 9/11 leaders who really aren't, who tell us the 9/11 movement's dead. Notice they're saying, oh, overpopulation, we got to get rid of people. Oh, peak oil. Oh, there's no resources. It's all UN sustainability, neo-feudal baloney. And these people are, they've all got the same smirking, sick, giggling attitude, the same spirit. It makes me sick when I look at them. Peak oil's a fraud. It's all a fraud. We got plenty of resources. And when a nation industrializes, they get negative population growth within a generation. The West is already dying. Population growth is now slowing everywhere but in Latin America. It's going to peak out at 9 billion people. We can sustain it and export billions to the stars. But none of these trash have their way. They will block our development. Stop them!
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay. Forrest M. Mims III is chairman of the Environmental Science section of the Texas Academy of Science. He's also the editor of several large scientific online publications, and he is... was there witnessing this disgusting professor, Dr. Pianca, who is nothing but par for the course. I mean, this is all I heard at UT. This is all you hear, is that we've all got to die, but they're not lining up to do it. He was there. He witnessed this. He and others have filed formal complaints, and we're honored to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I know you're swamped with a lot of other interviews you've got to do, so let's hurry through it. Tell us exactly, with your eyewitness report, what this monster was saying and doing, and now you're getting sickos emailing you, other environmentalists, other ecologists defending this.
Unfortunately, I am. I attend the Texas Academy of Science annual meeting every year, and this year they presented their Distinguished Texas Scientist Award to Dr. Eric Pianca of the University of Texas, and I didn't know anything about the professor until he gave his speech, in which he wishes for the elimination of 90% of humanity. He calls us the scourge of humanity, by airborne Ebola, and he did so while a large overhead behind him on a large screen showed rows of human skulls with red lights flashing in the eye sockets and the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And he glared at us and said that, and I will read you his exact words if I can see them, find them in a minute, but it was a horrifying moment. Here's what he said. We've got airborne 90% mortality in humans. Killing humans. Think about that. And I've been thinking about it ever since.
Now, sir, did you know that the Army has something called the Earth First Battalion? General Shoemaker, head of the Army, has been a public proponent and a supporter of this. So, again, it's a larger program. You were there, and you reported, and others reported. Of course, they didn't let you have cameras or recording devices, so you wrote notes that the general public wasn't ready to hear this, but that he preaches to the converted, and the converted are ready to hear it, and you witnessed the converted.
Well, actually, the Texas Academy of Science blocked the recording of the program. Pianca himself said three times that the general public is not ready to hear what I'm about to say or what I am saying. He also said these exact words. A questioner said, quote, what kind of reception have you received if you have presented these ideas to other audiences that are not representative of us? Pianca, I speak to the converted, exclamation point. He said this boldly. Then there was considerable laughter from the audience. There was this feeling of arrogance that we're better than everybody else. Of course, 90% of them are not going to die. Ebola is found only in Africa.
Now, you and other witnesses reported on the smacking and giggling and the pleasuring that was going on, the power tripping as he was up there making these pronouncements.
The citizens who are listening to this radio station need to know that he got a standing ovation from the distinguished Texas Academy of Science, the most disgraceful thing I've ever witnessed in my life, a standing ovation with cheers. Now, I would say there were probably 250, maybe 300 in the audience. I did meet with some students from Lamar University who attended when I was going to judge a student competition. They were very offended by what took place. But I would say I was one of very few people who stayed in my chair during the standing ovation.
So would you say 80% were pro?
Oh, I would say the standing ovation, I would say 95% stood up and cheered and applauded. And by the way, a recording was made during the speech. They're just not aware of it. In fact, this is the first time that's being announced.
Oh, sir, where is it? I'm salivating. We've got to get it online now.
Right now, a transcript is being made.
By the way, I noticed you linked some of his position papers, and now he's pulled those off the UT website.
Oh, he has. I wonder if he did or the FBI, or the University of Texas, or somebody in authority, somebody with common sense.
You and others make a point, Professor Doctor. You make the point, Mr. Mims, that he could have a nutcase biology student that could go actually produce this, especially with the new mousepox that has 98% kill rate when converted to any mammalian species.
I have met with a senior biology major who attended the same speech I did. She became a total convert during that 45 minutes.
I read the blog.
She's told me she's ready. She's willing and willing to die to save the earth.
Sir, I found dozens of entries on other position papers and PhD papers where they call him God. Is he known as God, sir?
Well, he dresses like in his website. There's a photograph of him dressed up like Moses, wearing a white robe, and his staff in his hand is a giant snake.
Yeah, he looks like a druid.
He has his obituary online. The guy is. Well, I don't want to say what I think he is. I'll tell you what, you can read what my editor, my publisher thinks he is at the Citizen Scientist, because he's
we know
a remarkable editorial.
Most of his farm animals are named Lucifer.
Yeah, well...
Did you see that?
His obituary website is heaven/hell.com, which is a fictitious, apparently fictitious, but He also made comments about, he said, organized religion is responsible for all of our problems and so on.
Mr. Mims, stay there. We've got a break. I demand you stay with us another segment. I've got to have you. We'll be right back. Honored to have you. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We've got our guest for one more segment. There are other professors, doctors, and others also in the news that are criticizing this individual, Dr. Eric R. Pianka. He's known as Dr. Lizard. He's an expert on lizards and other reptoids, I guess, and this guy is just a real piece of work. In fact, there's no way to give you the full magnitude of the disgusting nature of this individual, but I thought it was important with our guest, whose foul complaints have been speaking out against this. Forrest M. Mims is chairman of the Environmental Science Section, the Texas Academy of Science, and he was there with others witnessing this a month ago at Lamar University at their annual meeting. And then after he gives this sickening speech, he goes and is given Distinguished Scientist of the Year by the Texas Academy of Sciences. But, sir, let's go over some of the other key points here of what we're facing with this individual.
Well, you know, the problem is much bigger than this, because he's essentially acquiesced in by the Texas Academy of Science. They are not answering my emails. If they promptly withdraw this award, it's a real tragedy. And the Dr. Sean Carlson, who is the MacArthur Fellow and the director and executive and founder of the Society for Amateur Sciences, has written a harsh editorial about this, demanding that people do something, notify the United States Air Force Academy, where the professor the president of our academy is a visiting guest, a distinguished professor, who demand that they answer my letters. Notify the regents of the University of Texas and ask them what they think about this.
I agree, and this individual is right here at UT Austin, and of course he's got several scientific degrees and PhDs in environmental ecology, and also he talks a lot about walling off resources, sustainability, walling human species up basically in prisons. He's a real monster. You know, Mr. Mims, why doesn't he line up first if we all need to die and go ahead and kill himself?
Well, he said at one point in the speech after the airborne Ebola attacks us that he said, I might have to go. I accused him in a letter that wants to use a disease that kills only Africans. And he wrote back and he said, no, he's for everybody going. He doesn't want to be racially prejudiced. He wants an equal opportunity killer virus.
Now, the Associated Press, you talked to them. This is extremely newsworthy. They spiked your story.
Well, the Seguin Gazette Enterprise had a page one story yesterday on Sunday morning, outstanding story by Jamie Mobley. They would not carry her story. I called and asked why. They said, we can't carry such an important story if it's just done by a small town newspaper. These people are part of the dark ages of the media. They need to realize that it's radio and the web that are carrying the ball, and the newspapers are way behind the times. The Associated Press said they would call today. They haven't called.
Well, let me make it clear, Chairman, that I believe you're going to become fully educated in the very near future. There is an official CIA program implemented by the State Department in 73 to order countries to forcibly sterilize half their women. There are official World Health Organization papers and UN Food Summit meetings where they say they're going to kill 85 to 95% of us. There are major Australian newspaper articles about plans to spray Asia and forcibly sterilize or kill them. You noticed that the majority of these professors and scientists were praising him and that the Academy is giving him the highest award and won't retract. That's because, sir, he is just speaking out loud what these people say at cocktail parties.
Well, I can tell you exactly what he said. I don't know about any of those documents you cited, but I will tell you what Bianca said. Quote, we need to sterilize everybody on the earth. And then there was laughter. And make the antidote freely available to anybody who's willing to work for it. Unquote. Those are from the recording that was made during his speech.
And then he praised China's one-child policy.
Oh, yeah. He said he praised it. He said that only... Well, I can read that to you. He said that's because of the police state in China. China was able to turn the corner and become the new superpower in the world because they have a police state and they can force people to stop reproducing. That's the only reason they were able to turn the corner. Unquote.
Now, let me stop you, Chairman, right there, because, again, I use the analogy of the transatlantic slave trade. They dehumanized the Africans and said they weren't human. This is really the elite of today, these Malthusian social Darwinists. This is really their salve or excuse to engage in massive abusive social engineering and to control any type of population they wish. Every time I read position papers about a new world order, a police state, a control grid, they use this as an excuse, oh, we're saving the earth, we've got to take everybody's freedom to do this. So really, this is a glue, a cement that seems to hold together authoritarians' worldview everywhere. And look, Hitler said the same thing.
Well, the big difference is Hitler only wanted to kill a few million people. This guy wants to kill 5.5 billion people. Hitler was a piker by comparison.
Actually, at 6.5 billion, that would be 5,900,000,000.
Right. You're right. 90%. And by the way, he didn't present any scientific data, so some of us have asked him, why not kill 88%? Why not kill 93%?
That's a key point, Chairman. Let me add something to that. We have links on the story we wrote about this on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where we link to the UN's own reports and the U.S. government's own reports that the industrialized world is in negative population decline. The U.S. is at 3% growth only because of a massive influx of immigrant and migrant movements from the third world. And once a country industrializes within a generation, we actually see an average of a 1.6 child rate per man and woman household. So the West is actually in decline, and we see that trend even in areas of Asia, like Japan and South Korea. And the UN admits we're going to peak at 9 billion and begin declining, even at current numbers.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I read those stories. Since you mentioned the UN, It might be good to have a look at the Genocide Convention of the United States, to which the United States is a of the United Nations, to which the U.S. is a signatory, which prohibits incitement to genocide and requires all signatories to punish any individual who incites against genocide.
If this isn't inciting to mass genocide, I don't know what is.
Well, I tend to agree with you.
This is unbelievable. Where is this going? I mean, I'd like to have you to town, have you in studio for the TV show. I'd like to go down and picket UT. They won't even let us on the grounds. We can't get a student group. We need to just do it right off the grounds. We need to have a massive demonstration in a few months demanding that this lunatic be removed.
Well, I'm getting emails from around the world, and folks, Texans better stand up quick and get this Texas Academy of Science to retract their award and repudiate this guy. They have disgraced our academy, they disgraced our great state of Texas and the United States of America.
Chairman, what type of salivation? I mean, you mentioned and now in other accounts that he was literally beside himself with a creamy-eyed look and a smiling, giggling, type of demonic gibbering. Can you describe?
Well, he's a good speaker. He entertained and laughed at the wrong times. He laughed about death and dying and morbid topics. And he went to another talk in Austin on Friday at St. Edward's. He gave a similar talk with the same overhead with the skulls and the flashing lights, but he had something different. He brought along his Ebola plush toy, a little plush toy shaped like an Ebola virus. And the newspaper reporter here in town who wrote this fascinating story, she got a great picture of that. It's in their newspaper.
What is the headline on that? We'll get it up immediately.
They crashed. That newspaper, their server was crashed all day yesterday. It's up today in text only. It's not formatted. It doesn't have the picture. It's SeguinGazette.com.
Oh, yes, I have that one. So we can't see the photo of the Ebola plush toy.
Yeah, it's an Ebola plush toy. I mean, this is... What can I say? I'm speechless. I already know how to respond to this.
What about the women not being able to keep their hands off of him?
I didn't see anybody touching him, but they certainly mobbed him, so to speak, after the talk. But I had to wait 5 minutes to go up and take a picture. There were so many people around him and so discussing and talking with him and so forth. And to make matters worse, 5 hours later at the banquet, he was presented with a big award for being distinguished Texas scientist, and there were 400 people in the room, and there was, again, thunderous applause. Some of the people didn't even hear the speech. They didn't know who they were applauding.
By the way, he speaks to some of the most prestigious scientific bodies in London, in Germany.
Oh, yeah. He's very famous. Well, Austin, there you go. Austin, do something and ask your university to do... I mean, those who go to Texas A&M, I've received several emails already, they're ridiculing Austin for allowing this kind of stuff to go on at their university.
Yeah, and you're an A&M graduate yourself.
Yeah, class of 66.
And people are pretty ashamed of you, too.
And by the way,
now.
When he got the award in the banquet, I couldn't take it anymore. I just stalked out of the room and left. There's no way I could stay there and listen to that.
Now, we weren't kidding about all the death numbers and satanic names on his website, what his farm animals are named, and you said that one of the other scientists you confer with that thinks knows what he is but wouldn't say. I mean, I can know what's in your mind right now because I told one of my writers last night what this guy clearly is. He is a real sicko. And so where is all this going? I mean, what... Give us an idea, a smattering of the type of emails you're being flooded with. You said most are against this guy, but you said quite a few, though, are defending him.
95% are outraged against this guy. A guy from Turkey wrote in and said, "Do I get to live? I'm a computer programmer." And he was outraged. How embarrassing that we're getting letters from foreign countries about this fellow. Several percent of the emails are from skeptics and ardent environmentalists who totally approve of this and call us completely wrong to print in our magazine my article. They condemn my article, the Citizen Scientist article. And then there's a few people thinking that I'm the perpetrator. They got the story backwards because they were so angry when they read the headline and they saw my picture, they started sending me hate letters instead of Bianca.
Yeah, let me make a point here about this. Do you realize, Chairman, that the reason certain elites like this is that they've already dehumanized us to the point of we should all die, well, then, hey, they can take our property. Hey, we can be put in work camps. That's what he talks about, having to work to live. Hey, we can be ordered around in a neo-feudal system. Did you know that the radical environmentalists that are funded by the big foundations openly say that we're going to have a neo-feudal police state and that a police state is going to save Mother Earth? But, of course, they're going to man the police state and get to be our bosses. See, it's a new authoritarian excuse. I mean, do you realize that?
I'm not aware of that. I'm just aware that hundreds of scientists applauded this guy for advocating that 90% of us die.
But you notice he praises the police state and says we can only live or have kids if we do our jobs right.
He also praised bird flu as an efficient killer. So, I mean, folks, this is serious business. If the impressionable student I've interviewed is typical of others, and Sean Carlson refers to them as Pionkians. If there are Pionkians out there who believe this so ardently that they're willing to die for the Earth, what if some of them, like this girl is a senior biology major, what if some of them become scientists and then release upon us some of these things? Conspiracy theories aside, some nutcake could actually do that in the future. For example, with the 1918 flu that killed 50 million people.
Well, it's now been done.
That could be released by somebody who's off their rocker.
Did you know they have a flu virus at the university up there in Wisconsin? The state university there, 38,000 times more powerful than the 1918 flu?
I'm not aware of that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's Associated Press. You can go look at it.
All right.
You know what? You're going to get, obviously, sir, you're valiant to stand up and speak out. I commend you. I just want you to know my listeners have heard about this ever since I got on the air 12 years ago, because would you be surprised to know, sir, there's actually hundreds of professors that have written similar papers?
Well, yes, I would be. Obviously, I need to research it, but I've been so flooded with emails for 2 days, I barely had time to eat supper.
But, I mean, obviously, you haven't confirmed that yet, but I assure you that's the case. But doesn't what I'm saying, isn't that mirrored by the 95% standing lavishment?
I think the standing ovation told me a whole lot more than I ever want to know about the sum in the scientific community. I'm deeply, deeply disturbed. That's why I've written very strongly worded protests to the Academy. I'm being ignored. I've demanded they do something immediately to repudiate this. They told the newspaper they had no comment. That's the illustrious Texas Academy of Science leadership. 24 members on a board of directors. My latest letter to them, with all their email addresses, I've been instructed to put that in the Citizen Scientist that will be there on Friday afternoon.
Forrest M. Mims, the third chairman of the Environmental Science section of the Texas Academy of Science, also the editor of several very popular online scientific publications. We have links to those all at Infowars.com. Sir, you have fallen down deeper into the rabbit hole, and as more of you do, as more good people who have souls do, I think you're going to find out things that you didn't want to learn. You're going to discover what I and others have discovered. And it is up to us, the rational, sane people that believe that all humans deserve a right to control their destinies, to reach ever higher and upward, and that we have to defend the human species, sir, against these nihilistic, look, it happened with the Romans, it happened with the Egyptians, it happened with the Aztecs. Elites always go crazy through decadence. They always go nuts, and there's always a type of death cult that develops if you've studied your anthropology.
Yeah,
And sir, this mass psychosis is upon us.
Well,
now
I would say you didn't know what you're talking about, except for one thing. I interviewed the student who became a convert in 45 minutes. Sir, you are absolutely correct. There are people out there willing to do this.
Well, last night I spent 3 hours after I wrote an article with Paul Watson on this, and I was all over blogs everywhere saying they call him God. They call him all sorts of, I'm not kidding, folks, God. And they're all over, and then I went and read the student comments at the end of each semester on the UT website saying, I agree with him, we've got to kill everybody, I want to start now, we've got to kill. I mean, this is sick.
Hey, all those web pages have been saved by various reporters in case he's pulled them down.
Yeah, a bunch of, in fact, I would be on a site and hit refresh, sir, it'd be gone.
Oh, well, we've got it. We've got it.
What does that say that they're pulling them?
I don't know. I don't know if Bianca's doing it or the university is doing it, but I don't blame them.
And by the way, folks, these are not going down because of server problems. UT has entire buildings full of servers. The main server root directories are all up. They have been deleting, and it even says that on their message. They're too dumb to not know how to fix that. It actually shows that they're deleting it. The message tells you that.
Listen, I'm getting some very important emails I need to attend to, and the other phone is ringing. So I'm going to have to go. I'll be glad to answer more questions perhaps some other time.
You're going to a conference in L.A. Can I get you back on next week, sir?
Let's do it. I'll be attending the National Science Teachers Annual Convention in Anaheim Thursday through Saturday.
Well, sir, no one can say that you haven't, by standing up, forced people to cover this, and no one would have ever known 10 years ago without the Internet. You saw the AP block it. So Godspeed. We appreciate you and your colleagues. There are several others that are now calling for this guy to get in trouble and calling for him to have his award revoked. And we certainly commend you, and we'll talk to you in the near future.
Thank you, sir.
God bless. Well, you heard him. He can't disagree with me. The mainstream editor of several newspapers, one of the chairpersons of one of the largest state science association, and there are now people part of the National Association of Scientists, the National Academy, freaking out. And he's right here in Austin giving speeches. He's at Lamar University outside Austin. And I told you, how many years have you listened? You wouldn't check out what I said. You'd snicker and giggle, some of you. Oh, I've seen so many websites. Alex makes it up when you won't check out what I say. There's a former UT professor right here in town that attacks me and says I make this up. Alex says they're going to kill 90% of us. Well, you put that in your pipe and you smoke it, you nut. Because this is the type of stuff I deal with when I look at my children. I was actually, yesterday when I learned of this newest thing, I was actually almost frantic. I was walking around. I was outside. I started sweating. I was getting angry because I know they're coming for us. They're coming for us. It's their excuse to take our land, put us in slave pits, put us in work camps. This is what they're going to do. This is what they're... Do you understand? They're going to spray it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We don't need no education. teacher. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. More people join us every day as they learn the horrible secret. I use this example because it's one that just came out in the last year. It's mainstream news. Herat Jerusalem Post. 110,000 Jewish children strapped down and hit with high levels of radiation. Where do you think that type of mindset comes from when the U.S. Army and their atomic weapons program paid Israel $3 billion, the equivalent of $45 billion today in adjusted numbers, to murder over 100,000 children in, quote, radiation tests? Those weren't radiation tests. Those were tests of governments. They did the same thing here, but only around 5,000 children that we know of declassified. How do you give a woman, a young GI's wife, a beautiful young lady who's so happy she's got a baby coming, and these people gave them uranium and plutonium pills just to kill their babies and see what happened? Why does the elite use tens of thousands of tons of uranium, DU, all over the globe, 6 to 8 levels, depending on where you are in North America or Europe, of DU in the air, birth defects skyrocketing, diabetes skyrocketing, cancer going up 500% every 10 years for the last 30 years, now at pandemic, epidemic proportions. It's all a program. The New World Order comes to kill, steal, and destroy. They hate life. They hate beauty. You go to these people's websites, it's all death. It's all skulls. They can't shut up about Satan and Lucifer. You just heard the chairman of the Texas Academy of Sciences, you just heard him agree with me, because it's true. I feel like Charlton Heston at the end of Silent Green. Silent Green, it's made out of people. You gotta tell them, Thatcher. Or what do you call the other cop, the other detective, Hatcher. You gotta tell them, Hatcher. You gotta tell them. I should run around screaming in the street right now. This is the equivalent of that. You're supposed to freak out. You're supposed to go nuts. You're supposed to hate these people. You're supposed to fight them. Listen to me. Guaranteed. I told you about 9/11 before it happened. I told you they'd hit the World Trade Center. I told you they'd use Bin Laden and he'd take the fall as their patsy. How do I do that? Because I study constantly. I know their program. And I'm telling you, you will definitely see it in the third world. You will probably see it here. The helicopters will fly over, the jets will fly over at 2,000 feet, they'll hit us, and within days, we're all going to be dead when they do this, whether it's a year from now or 10 years from now. And for those of you that are outside the cities and watch it happen that can survive, I know you won't listen now. After it happens, you'll have to rebel, you'll have to dig in. It's going to be like something out of the Terminator, folks, but it won't be the machines, it'll be our own species. Hunter-seeker teams, everything, and it's going to be bad. Then the survivors will be herded into work camps. It's going to be hellish. But we're going to beat them with God's help. We're going to beat them. They're going to fail. They are going to kill most of the world's population. It's even written in the Holy Bible. But in the end, they're going to lose, and a lot of us are going to survive. Now listen to me, and listen up good. What I told you is the truth. What I told you is the reality. What I told you is the gospel. What I told you is the lot we've been given. Now, what are you going to do about it? Defend the species against the order of death. And do it now. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.